RNZ National, and on Friday, if you were listening to the show, we spoke to Jean Tahuia. She was one of the midwives in the video story on the attempted uplifting of the baby by Oranga Tamariki. And in that interview on Friday, Jean made a point of saying to me that she thought the definition of domestic violence was wrong. This is what Jean said.
Now, we have to be careful here, because when we start to talk about this domestic violence has not been, it has not been determined what degree of domestic violence we're talking about. You know, a couple having an argument and throwing a cup across the room and a police officer being called because the neighbours next door hear them shouting at each other, that's domestic violence. A couple standing in a driveway and arguing and slamming doors and punching windows in and having the neighbours called, that's domestic violence. So when you have this kind of attention now on families and you have new laws around what is domestic violence, every call out where families are arguing or throwing things or breaking furniture or yelling or screaming or abusing each other, that is domestic violence, and that's how it's been termed. So we see a huge increase and a rise of accounts of domestic violence. And if you have a look at the statistics, 800,000 statistics over the last 15 months in New Zealand, but of only which about 120,000 of them were seen to be requiring of any attention. The rest were dismissed as being obviously stupid.
Well, that's Jean Tahuia. She's the midwife of the 19-year-old mother whose baby is at the centre of this inquiry. And today, the chair of Labour's Māori caucus, Willie Jackson, said that in some cases, babies need to be removed from their whānau, but only as the last resort in order to keep the children safe. Well, Jackie Clark is the auntie in charge at the Aunties, the interface between a number of community organisations and a growing number of individual women who help women and their children who are either living with or have lived with domestic violence. And last year, she received the Supreme Award for New Zealand's Women of Influence Awards for her work with the Aunties. And Jackie Clark joins me now. Kia ora, Jackie.
Kia ora, Karen.
What do you think of Jean Tahuia's definition of domestic violence?
Well, what she's saying, and I completely agree with her, because 70% of SIFs uplifts are because of domestic violence. And, you know, and 60% of children who are in SIS care are Māori, so I'll let you do the math. So a large part of children getting uplifted is around domestic violence, and Jean is quite right. How are we defining domestic violence? You know, a lot of people have got this once a warrior's narrative going on in their minds. That's not accurate for a lot of people, and that's, you know, a lot of situations where babies are uplifted from, that's not what they're coming from. But so domestic violence has been used, in my opinion, as a catch-all reason for uplifting children from their families, yeah.
Well, one red flag, though, for me, in what Jean was saying when she said, you know, someone's punching a window in or shouting, I mean, that's one thing, but throwing things or punching a window in is quite violent. It's pretty scary for any children who are there, let alone the adults.
Absolutely. But that shit happens in houses all over New Zealand. I mean, domestic violence, that sort of level of heatedness, I guess you could call it. I'm not downplaying domestic violence at all, but what I'm saying is that are the children at sufficient risk that you need to uplift them? And my thing is, if you're going to uplift them, then you better make sure they're going to somewhere where they're safe and loved, right? And they have, because there's so much research that shows that actually taking children away from their parents, regardless of what's going on in the home and how harmful that might be to them, it's much more traumatising, much more harmful to actually remove them from their families. And that's the reality of the situation. And my thing is always, if you're going to uplift a child, you better make sure you're taking them as safe. And the reality is, with SIFs, that often it's not.
Why do they get it so wrong if they are getting it wrong?
Because I think that there is a systemic amount of racism that's part of it, because there are so many calls and complaints and concerns raised about children in New Zealand. We're not very kind to children in this country, generally speaking. And I think there's not enough of them, not enough social workers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say children.
No. and as I have to say, as a teacher for 20 years, and then doing the work that I do intensively for the last 7 years, that from what I did, and I'm not criticising social workers who work for SIS at all, but I don't think the training they're given is remarkably child-centric. So they don't, what I've experienced, and I've experienced social workers talking to children and the way they've approached, and I've been to family group conferences and attended family court with women that I work with and stuff. Some of them don't seem to really understand the psychology of the child, and they don't seem to understand the physiology of a child's brain and how a child's brain develops, for example. And so...
Isn't that their job, though, Jackie, to understand
that? One would think, you know...
What do you mean by that? They don't understand how a child operates. What are they getting
just
wrong
what
there?
What I've seen, just in my experience. I might be talking out my bum here, but quite possibly. But from what I've experienced, they don't seem to understand attachment theory, and they don't seem to understand that the best way of protecting a child is to protect the mother. And I've often been heard to say to people, for an organisation that's existed for, I believe, about 65 years with under differing names, the first one being the Department of Social Welfare, because, of course, child protection stuff started in the 1940s, I think. And they still haven't quite got the fact that if you surround the mother with enough supports, she will look after the child. You know, but they seem these days not to trust young Māori women in particular, and that's what all of this fuss is about. They don't seem to trust these young women with their own children, nor do they trust the whānau or the iwi with these young children. Their other problem, as I have seen it, is that they can't or won't give their policy of not giving care of a child to anybody who's a conviction. So if they do uplift a child, they're kind of scrambling for places to put them, right?
Yes.
I'm not sure about newborn babies because the only case or experience I've had was a newborn baby, a woman that I worked with, they took her directly from a refuge and took the baby directly from a refuge. So I wasn't as involved with that case except for the after effects later on, so I'm kind of... have been involved with the mother now for about almost 7 years, and she still hasn't got her children back. But it's where the kids, you know, they sort of scrambling to find placements for these kids. And if anybody's got a conviction from even 25, 30 years ago for something really serious or minor, they won't put the child in that home, even if that is a whānau home that's completely safe.
Well,
and with a child who looked, you know, loved and looked after you.
Jackie, in your experience, let's say 100% of cases, how many of those cases, just a rough estimate, would have been right to have uplifted that baby from the mother, percentage-wise?
Of the woman that I've worked with and
yes.
that I know of.
In your experience?
About 2%.
2%?
About that.
So 98% they've got it wrong.
In my opinion, that the child would have been much better left with their mother.
Gee, that's startling statistics from your end of things, and you're there at the front line.
That's just a wild guess. I have to say, you know, I don't know in general, but I would think. I mean, I've got cases where a young woman was with a very violent man, and the kids were uplifted, and the problem wasn't the uplift. The problem was that 2 years after her husband has died, they still haven't been given back.
Yes, well, that's another issue as well. But
it's a completely separate issue.
A separate issue.
The problem is that you're uprooting babies. Well, where are you putting them? what's going to happen to them, and is there any plan in place to ever give them back to the whānau? And there's no iwi consultation. I mean, this is why I've been reading and been listening and reading all this stuff this week with great interest, because it's directly reflecting what the women that I've worked with have experienced, you know, is that nobody's allowed to get involved. We are God, and that's the way it goes, yeah.
Oh, Jackie, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this week with this case.
Yes,
so,
we will indeed. Thank you so much, Karen.
Appreciate your time. That's Jackie Clark from the Aunties